Good evening. My name is Jennifer from Opinion Research. We are conducting a Speedway public opinion poll for South Dakota News Watch and the Schisman Center for Democracy to provide accurate public opinion of citizen preferences to better inform policymakers in the state. Are you a registered voter in the state of South Dakota?
Yes.
Thank you so much. What is your current official party voter registration? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other party? Thank you so much. There is a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that will provide for the regulation of abortion based on stage of pregnancy. It proposed the following. During the first trimester, it will prevent the state from regulating abortion.
I do not believe in abortion in any case.
Thank you so much. Another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will establish open primaries for governors, Congress, state legislative, and county races. All candidates, regardless of party, will be on the same primary ballot, the top two vote graders will advance to the general election. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota Constitution?
I can't say I oppose or support. I'm just not versed enough on it to know what I want.
Okay. Thank you so much for letting us know that. There's another one that a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will eliminate the state of 4.5% grocery tax, prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold for human consumption except alcoholic beverages and prepared food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota Constitution?
I think I understand that you should not pay taxes on consumable foods, right?
Right.
Okay, no, I don't think we should have to pay tax on food.
Okay. We'll support or oppose a change in the state law to create a school voucher system, which will allow parents to use the state tax dollars designated to their child's education to pay to send them to a private or charter school?
I think they have the right to go to a private or charter school and they should be supported, yes.
Thank you so much. Thinking about candidates running for offices such as governors, senators, or state legislators, how does a candidate's support for Donald Trump factor into your voting decision? Will you only vote for a candidate if they support Trump, more likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, less likely to support?
I haven't made any opinion on that yet. I just don't have an opinion yet on that one. Are there many more?
Yes. The third one that I was saying is less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump, and support of Trump is not a factor in your decision.
I guess he's not a factor.
Okay. Again, thinking about candidates running for offices such as governors, senators, or state legislators, if Donald Trump is convicted of criminal charges, how will that affect your vote regarding candidates that continue to support him? The options are, will only vote for a candidate if they support Trump, more likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump, or support of Trump is not a factor in your decision.
The last one.
Thank you so much. Now,
How many more are there?
We're in the middle of it, so we're about to finish.
Oh, I can't. I've got something going here that I can't leave, so I'm going to have to finish here, okay?
Oh, it's going to be pretty quick, actually, if you could be so kind of help us to finish this one.
One more?
Actually, we would like it to finish if you will be so kind to help us finish the survey. That will be pretty awesome.
I didn't understand that.
Oh, if you'll be so kind to help us finish it, I'm going to try to do it as fast as possible for me so you can continue doing with what you were doing.
Okay, hurry up.
Okay, now we would like to ask you a few questions about the health of democracy. In general, how confident are you that American election result reflects the will or the will of the people? Are you very confident, someone confident, not too confident, not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Thank you so much. Do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential election or no?
Oh, yes, I guess. Yeah.
Thank you. How much trust, if any, do you have in each of the following? Election official in democratic state, a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, not trust at all?
Not much trust.
Thank you. For the election official in Republican state? Do you feel a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, or not trust at all?
Not much trust.
Okay. For the state election official in South Dakota?
What's the question?
Do you feel a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, not trust at all?
In South Dakota?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
What was the second one?
A fair amount of trust.
Yeah, a fair amount of trust.
Local election officials in your country, a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, not trust at all?
Second one.
Okay, thank you so much. Which one of the following best describe your view of American democracy today? That is not current threat to American democracy. American democracy is being teased. American democracy is under attack.
It's under attack.
Thank you so much. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values. I strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
The second one.
It is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy. Is that a strongly agree, somewhat disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you so much. It's your age. What's your age?
Oh, 92.
Thank you so much. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself as male, female, something else?
Male or female? Female.
Thank you so much. And that will be all. Thank you very much for your opinion and your help finishing the survey. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye. You're more than welcome. Bye.